Mark Kudish of 9 to 5, the musical, joining us on the line right now. Hey, Mark.
How are you?
Good, how are you?
I'm doing great, thanks.
Good. Now, I have to admit, Mark, playing the character you are, I almost wanted to boo you, and I hope you're not offended by that.
No, I think everybody should have their own reaction to it. If I'm doing my job correctly, everybody will.
Now, please tell me there's no similarities between Mark and Franklin.
No, I don't think there are any similarities between Mark and Franklin at all. No, there are no similarities.
9 to 5, the musical, opening on Broadway in just a few days, but let's rewind to the beginning. I mean, starting work on the show, this was a great movie, starring a real legend, Dolly Parton. I saw it back in the day. Now, for those who haven't seen it, tell us the premise. Your character is essentially a jerk. Well, you describe it to us.
Well, let's just say, essentially, I mean, our show takes place in 1979. So, of course, society was slightly different back then, and it's about three women who are experiencing a hellish boss. And basically, they sort of semi-quasi-plot to, I want to say, not kill him, but overthrow him and see what they can do on their own, run things the way they would like to. It was great in its time period, especially back, you know, in, I think it came out in 81, even though they wrote the screenplay 79, which is why we're basing it there. It was a real satire on business and just, you know, the male machismo in society, and women were finally really just stepping up and speaking out against all of the prejudice that they've dealt with for so many years. And it's funny because it actually really reflects on society today, and just the idea of, you know, the big boss and the entitlement that people for the last few years have really felt that they have, and, you know, the small guy feeling like, no, you don't have that right. So that's pretty much it in a nutshell. I mean, there's more to it than that, of course, but, and as you say, I kind of play the boss.
What, I'm sure you've worked in many different businesses and had many jobs in your life, so did you, going into this character, take anything from a previous boss that maybe you didn't like? Like, which is the worst boss you've ever had?
Oh, I had a really bad boss when I was working at a restaurant. When I was going to college, I put myself through college working at this Mexican restaurant down in South Florida. And I had a boss that was just not a nice guy, very self-involved. I remember nobody liked this guy. And there was an assistant manager that came in that he didn't hire, that, you know, the big office had brought. And what we discovered was they brought him in to take over for this guy. And this guy didn't even know it. And I remember his last day of work, he wanted to fire me so bad. He was doing everything in his power to just sort of fire me until finally Frank, the guy that was taking over for him, said to him, look, you can fire Mark if you want to. I'm going to hire him back in 2 minutes, so be my guest. But this guy was just an idiot and very self-involved and very self-righteous and... but, you know, it's funny because, you know, this was in the late 80s that I'm talking about, so everybody hated this guy. But, you know, when I was growing up, my dad was in big business, and he was an engineer and became a salesman. And I watched most of his friends that were the executives in these positions and the entitlement that these guys thought they had. Because in my head, that's really where my character base is coming from. What I remember from what my father dealt with in business. Where, you know, and it was back in the 70s when, you know, there was just this sense of entitlement and there was a real prejudice. My father was a really good guy, which is probably why he didn't go as far as he could have.